Hello. I can do this like forever. Hello, beautiful people. Hello, beautiful people of the city of wherever you are listening to me from. It's another beautiful Friday in the city of Ibadan, and your favorite girl is right here in your faces, literally. But then I'm right here with another beautiful episode of the podcast. Last week's podcast episode was really amazing. I didn't get so many feedbacks, but then I listened to it personally and I was like, oh my god, that was like, you make sense. Feedbacks from my friend, especially the person that actually initiated the old topic, where she shared her feedback with me. Thank you guys. I love you guys so much. I wouldn't be doing this without you guys. The feedbacks you all send to me actually makes me want to do more. I would always love to hear from you. Please always try and send me feedback at all times when you listen to my podcast. God bless you. Welcome to another episode of Chronicles of an Ibadan Girl with Damola. On today's episode, I said I'm not sharing Dundu because I'm sure some people will be expecting Dundu on this episode. I'm talking about gifts. So me and my friends always have these conversations about birthday gifts, gifts generally, about people receiving gifts, especially on their birthdays, on rare occasions, and there's this new trend of anonymous is giving you a gift. Anonymous said this, send their delivery notes. Some would even tell you, don't worry, anonymous already gave us your delivery details, just sit back and enjoy this. Kai, you go on the wonder, say shame my own head, you did not call anonymous in here. I'm waiting the apple. Okay, so first of all, about gifts, I remember on my birthday this year I received that Dundu package I used on my flyer for this episode, and it was really amazing. I got two packs. I wasn't even expecting any. I got two packs from two different people. I'm like, oh my god. Okay, so people actually like took money from their purse to give me a gift, and it was amazing. I think I was almost crying, if I did not cry. But majorly on my birthday, I got gifts in terms of food. Why? Like, I think that people actually showed their love to me through gifts that day. It was pretty amazing. So me and my friends always talk like, kind of, see all these gifts, they just fly around. Babe, calm down. Gifts go reach your tongue when gifts go reach you. Like, I'm a vendor, so I've always had to do, anonymous order. There are certain times I'll call people and I'm like, hello, this is Damola from Rudy's Bite. Somebody ordered for something for me. There was one particular one I did. Oh my god, it was so terrible. Let me just tell you guys what happened. So I called the guy and I was like, okay, so I'm supposed to deliver something to you, anonymous, blah blah blah. I need your DVD. I was so rigid. Is it rigid? I'm rigid then. And the guy was like, no, you can't release the details. And I went back to the customer, babe. Baba did not release his details and everything. And I told the girl how I said it. The girl said, even if she was the one, she would not answer. But then it actually got better, and I learned, like, okay, this is how you're supposed to go around it and all. And it's always very sweet when people are like, anonymous, hey, what is it you're sending? You need to give me a... So, like, I'm just trying to officially tell you people that I am also a love messenger when it comes to gifts, okay? I'm a love messenger. So you can always, like, enter my DM to help me, for me to help you to send your love in terms of certain things. So that's a sign. Let's go back into the topic that we are talking about. It's not like it's me that gives you an anonymous, so it's not me. Okay, so let me also add that I actually received anonymous gift before. Even if we are not fine, finish, we shall find to a level. We're fine to a level. Anonymous have gifted me gift before. If you are hearing this now, anonymous have gifted me. He gifted me one fan bag like this. I don't want to say his name because he's a very popular person. He's on this platform. So I'm not going to say his name, but you have gifted me a fine bag before. That bag's so fine. Kinmonso. I say I know him. It's not my anonymous, but then it's almost like I begged for that bag, girl. But don't let me go deep into the details. That aside, I remember talking to one of my friends one day about, we're just having a discussion, and she was all about that all these people that always get gifts and how they get to do it, how do they get. I'm like, babe, just calm down, your time will come. Plus, keeping the right company actually helps you. Then also, I told her something about, if you yourself are a giver, trust me, people would always give you. If you're a giver, people would give you. So as individuals, you need to learn to be givers. It's not all about you want people to gift you gifts and all, but you're not ready to open your own and akagon. But you want to collect from people. Doesn't work that way. So the people you surround yourself with, then also you also need to appreciate whatever it is. Most times the gifts might not come in material forms, it might not come in physical forms, but you need to know that if the heart is willing, something can actually, like, it's actually a gift. It's not all about, oh, this person gave me a bag, this person gave me a shoe, this person gave me a cake on my birthday. There are different things. But the fact that the person even calls you, sends you a message, upload your status, those things could be regarded as gifts, because if they do not want to, they would not do it. Okay, then some people are of the opinion that some people used to do online bambiala for birthday gifts. This is my birthday gift list. I know, dear sister, dear brother, if you're listening to me, if you want to do that, do that. Because most times some people are actually confused on the types of gifts they want to give you on your birthdays. So when you have an avenue to do that, why not do that? So they could always pick it up and still surprise you at the end of the day. Okay, so personally, I used to be a sucker for gifts, but I'm actually trying, I'm trying to be a better person, especially gifting those around me, my friends and all. They can testify that I've actually been a better person. Mutin try compared to before. Yes. Then also, I wanted to say that most times you don't have to sit back and expect people to always gift you all the time. Auntie, uncle, can't you gift yourself? Must you wait? People would always play their part, but then you really don't have to wait for somebody to gift you things at all times. You could always take that step and do it by yourself. Oh, so I want shawarma. I'm waiting for the person that will gift me. I could always save up my money and buy shawarma to eat. I mean, not gift, I mean, my hands used to tell me that. I mean, when you work for a period of time, gift yourself a certain amount and just buy something for yourself. Yes, it's a reward for you being a good person, being amazing, an amazing person. Ah. What now? Sorry. I'm fighting myself. Okay, it's just like a reward for your personal growth and all. So you don't have to, it doesn't have to be your birthday before you gift yourself. It doesn't have to be in special location. You could always gift yourself in a little way. You could always celebrate your little wins. So that's all I'm going to be saying about gifts. So I want to hear from you, your opinion, what you think about gifts. Funny enough, do you know there are people that do not like receiving gifts? But funny enough, I'm not part of them. So I just want to hear your opinion about it, about gifts, birthday gifts, something very precious that somebody has gifted you before. Something just came to my head now that I don't say that. I remember one special gift that when somebody gave me, it was a wristwatch. I do not even know the lady. It was a Valentine's gift, and that is, I think I've mentioned it on the podcast before, the wristwatch. Kai, I don't wear them. I have won the living day out of that watch. It's currently faulty, but I'm going to fix it and keep wearing it. Oh God, I can't even sell even my music here. So guys, I would love to hear from you. All you have to say about gifts, send me a message on my Facebook page, Oluwadamola Olagbade, Twitter, Damola Olagbade, Instagram, KIG with Damola, and WhatsApp 081-83-61-5175. I'll take that again, just like they do on radio. 081-83-61-5175. I love you guys. Until next Friday, when I meet you again on the podcast, stay blessed.